Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. And Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar with the program, is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And today, friend, we are celebrating Mother's Day. So in honor of Mother's Day, we're going to be taking a look at women in the Bible. So friend, I hope you can join me as we focus on women in the Bible on this Mother's Day edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yes, happy Mother's Day. Friend, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you, and today we are focusing on women in the Bible. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we read about Hannah, who was unable to have kids, and she was married to Elkanah, who also had another wife, Peninnah. But Hannah desperately wanted a son. And the Bible called Hannah's husband's other wife her rival, because this other woman was able to have kids and had several kids, in fact. And she was making fun of Hannah. And Hannah prayed year after year, asking the Lord to open up her womb and for her to able to have kids. She prayed year after year, and she was depressed. And at one point in the passage, there was a priest that was there who thought that she was drunk, that she was praying so hard. And praise God, God answered her prayer. See, friend, Hannah is such a great example in the Bible of perseverance of prayer. Just because God doesn't answer in the timing you want doesn't necessarily mean he isn't going to answer it. See, Hannah prayed and prayed and prayed despite her rival, Peninnah, who was making fun of her and provoking her and making fun of pointing out her weakness to the fact that she couldn't have kids. She stood firm. We need to stand firm. Seek God over and over and communicate consistently despite who is trying to get under our skin. Stand firm and continue to pray. Hannah was a great example.
The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
I come before you today. There's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Bless your name. And gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain.
You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how are you? My name is Joey Kroll on this Mother's Day 2013. I hope you are enjoying your weekend here so far. And today we are focusing on women in the Bible. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26, we read about a very unusual account that happened to Mary. Verse 26, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." And Mary asked, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." And I love Mary's response. Even though she was confused, she said this, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. What a great, great act of submission to God. She was a young girl, confused, even asked questions. How could this be? In other words, she was saying, "I may not fully understand this, but I am the Lord's servant. May his word to me be fulfilled." A lesson from Luke chapter 1, focusing on women in the Bible. Happy Mother's Day from your friends at Great News Radio.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Father's love for us. That is Selah right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, how are you? My name is Joey Kroll. This, of course, is Mother's Day. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and spiritual mothers and grandmothers. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the impact and the difference that you make in our lives. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." How many times do we get caught up, just like Martha, on all the tasks and all the things that we have to do? Having to make sure the house is clean, having to make sure all the bills are paid on time, having to make sure that we're getting this person's birthday gift because their birthday is next week, and we have to get ready for this dinner that we have to host, and totally forget about our time alone with the Lord. How many distractions do we have in our day? I don't think Martha is a bad person. I think I fall into more of the Martha mode more so than I do in the Mary mode. But Mary showed us that she's putting God number one in her day, making sure that her relationship with God is the most important thing. Let's have a little more Mary mentality in our week. Amen. Focusing on women in the Bible. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. instrumental version of As the Deer, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. And again, if you're a mother, a grandmother, a spiritual mother, thank you for the difference and the impact that you make in our society today. And happy Mother's Day from your friends at Great News Radio.